I think we're in trouble, fellas. We were brought back here because of the silver that was put back in our sacks the first time. He wants to attack us, overpower us, seize us as slaves, and take our donkeys. Please, sir, we came here the first time to buy food, but when we opened our sacks, each of us found his silver, the exact amount, in his sack. We have brought it back with us and additional silver to buy food. We don't know who put the silver in our sacks.
It's all right. Do not be afraid. Your God, the God of your father, has given you treasures in your sacks. I received your silver. Now I have something for you. Here is your brother Simeon. Take these men to my house, slaughter an animal, and prepare dinner. They are to eat with me at noon.
Right this way to Joseph's house. Here is water for all of you to wash your feet. I have lots of fodder for your donkeys.
Thank you. We have gifts for the man since we will be eating with him here at noon.
When Joseph came, they presented him with the gifts and bowed down before him to the ground.
How are you guys? How is your aged father you told me about? Is he still living?
Our father is alive and well.
And is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about? God be gracious to you, my son. Excuse me.
I guess when you gotta go, you gotta go.
It's so good to see them all. I recognize them, but they have no idea who I am. If only I could see my father again after all these years. I'd better go back in the room with them before they think something is wrong.
Sorry about the interruption, gentlemen. Stuart, you may serve the food. Stuart, I have some instructions for you. Fill the men's sacks with as much food as they can carry, and put each man's silver back in the mouth of his sack. Then put my cup, the silver one, in the mouth of the youngest one's sack, along with the silver for his grain.